great game last night, wonderfully pitched, but my man, we have got to get you a win. I mean, seriously, what a drought. Has that been frustrating for you, or are you just happy that you're turning in some quality innings?
Just being out there is the most important thing for me. You know, Burley gives me a hard time every now and then, you know, with some of the win stuff, but yeah, that's not my main focus. My main focus is to be out there with the guys and kind of keep this thing rolling. You know, the starters have been doing a really good job, and you know, my only thought process going in the game was to just keep it rolling. They've been doing an incredible job. Like, I mean, I had to sit there for over a week and sit there and watch the guys throw the ball well, but it wasn't fun sitting there watching. And you know, it was good just to keep it rolling.
Yeah, being on the DL is a drag. I totally feel you there, and it's got to be especially hard when you see the team doing well and you feel like you're not contributing. But now you are, and I have to imagine that there's a certain amount of momentum in the clubhouse. There's a certain positive attitude, or at least some kind of, you know, belief that everybody's looking forward to. Can you talk about what it's like now with the Blue Jays on a roll, what that clubhouse feels like, what the atmosphere is like?
It's totally different. You know, everything is everything's better when you're winning. You know, it's the old, you know, we always say that you know, your wife likes you a little more, it tastes better, everything's a little bit better whenever you're winning. But there's just that, I don't know if it's a swagger or what, but in the clubhouse, it's just, you know, we know we're going to win every day. We walk in there and we're confident, and, you know, it's a good feeling.
Josh Johnson joins us on Baseball Central. Josh, talk to us a little bit about just the frustration of getting hurt this year and staying positive. You know, especially, let's face it, this is a big year, not only for the Blue Jays, but it's a big year for you personally as well.
I would just sum it up and say it was beyond frustrating, this whole thing, even with the blister and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's seemed like it was something new every time out. But, yeah, I mean, you never want to get hurt. But it was something that, you know, I never felt before. It was something weird. And, you know, as soon as I went down to Florida and, you know, got a little bit of rest, and, you know, I was good to go ever since then. So, yeah, just had to kind of get it out of there and get out of my system, and hopefully you don't have to go back and do anything like that again.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's so frustrating, I mean, getting hurt and then trying to maintain some kind of positive sense going forward. But, you know, for a guy who's dealt with this before, have you got some kind of method in your mind that helps you stay locked in? Because you hear about guys going on the DL, and it's something that they're not used to. They're used to being healthy all the time. And this happens, and it can kind of suck the life out of them. But, you know, some guys are on and off it pretty frequently, and they develop kind of a system. Is there anything that when you are hurt that you use, that you rely on to stay positive and stay focused to come back with? Is it like a goal for you that you lock into?
Not really. You know, it might even motivate you a little bit more. But the main thing I focus on is my family. You know, they're always there for me, and I actually get to spend a little bit more time with them, which, you know, I like and I don't like. But you know, I always want to be out there on the mound pitching and going to battle with my teammates. But you know, my family is always there for me, and you know, they help push me, and they said, you know, they always tell me, you're gonna be fine, you're gonna be fine. Just keep working hard and keep doing what you're doing.
Josh Johnson joins us on Baseball Central. Josh, have you been pitching differently since your time on the DL at all?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it was just being able to get extension and not have to worry about, you know, a little, you know, my tricep or anything like that. Being able to get extension and be able to finish my pitches, you know, being able to get all the way out there. And you know, I'm a guy who gets pretty far out there whenever I get extended. And, you know, that's why I think my slider can be pretty good. And, yeah, I've just been, I feel like I've maybe been a little bit more aggressive with my fastball and almost saying, hey, here it is, let's go. If you're gonna hit it, you're gonna hit it. If not, then, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm throwing my curveball for a strike, and my slider I'm throwing it for a strike, and getting a little confidence to it always helps.
Well, I want to actually ask you about your slider. I watching it last night, and specifically your bats against Dexter Fowler, they were just not fair. I mean, really, you chewed that guy up. I felt bad for him. Like, I felt bad for his bat company, because you were on his hands so much. And with that good slider, too, and you don't see a lot of right-handed pitchers really comfortable throwing that slider both to the back foot and in on the hands, but you have established the ability to do both. When did you first start getting comfortable throwing that slider into a left-hander and then using it as effectively as you do?
Probably right around 2006, 2008, probably right after I got back from surgery. After I had Tommy John, I came back and you know, my slider was pretty hard, and but it had good bite to it. So I could throw it kind of up in the zone and keep it on the hands, or I could go down back foot. I started playing with a little bit, messing with the grip to try and make it a little bit bigger and then smaller as more of a cutter action. And all of a sudden I started to be able to throw back door. You know, once you sit there and throw, you know, back foot sliders or in on the hands with your slider, and then they'll throw a fastball, you know, they're sitting in the entire at bat, then you can throw back door slider, and they got no chance.
So do you feel more comfortable with that? I mean, given the fact that you can use it like a cutter and a slider to a lefty, do you feel more comfortable throwing it in a reverse split manner to a left-hander than you do a right-hander?
Almost. Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's, I feel like I have, you know, sometimes it's, you know, if you get a right-hander who has that slider bat speed, it's kind of a tougher pitch for me. You know, I have to be, almost perfect with it whenever I'm throwing it, first pitch, you know, two strikes in that bat, whenever you can start it as, you know, from a strike the ball, pitch. But, whenever it's a slider bat speed guy, first pitch, it's a little tougher. I have to be almost perfect or at least that's kind of sometimes what I'm thinking. You know, most times it's just like, just throw it. Whatever happens, happens. You know, mm-hmm. That's how it should be. But sometimes you overthink a little bit too much.
It's Baseball Central. Jeff Blair, Dirk Hayhurst, and joined by Josh Johnson. Josh, you hear a lot of people talk about guys coming over to the American League from the National League, or conversely going from you know, the National League, the American League, the American League to National League. How much of a difference is there in leagues as far as the pitching goes?
I think it's just getting to know the hitters. You know, I've been in the National League for so long. I've seen those hitters, and just having that comforting feeling of, okay, I've seen this guy, I know what he can handle, what he can't, you know, what he does to, when he makes adjustments and things like that. I think that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, if you face an American League team once every, you know, couple of years, you know, you can handle it for one start, but, you know, for maybe even back-to-back starts, when you're facing a team two starts in a row, you know, you learn a little bit more with that. And, it's tough, but it's just a learning process. And, you know, JP's been really good with it.
Well, Josh, we got two more questions for you, and then we'll let you back to your regularly scheduled life. The first question is, you're a big guy. Have you ever found somebody that gets up there and you throw that big curveball to them and they're just intimidated and that makes you feel awesome? Has that ever happened?
The best feeling in the world is whenever the hitters start shaking their head. You know, if they don't throw them that second strike and they start shaking their head, and they're, you know, they don't know what's coming next. They don't know what they're doing. And that's the best feeling right there. And then you strike them out and then they're walking off, you know, putting their hands up or something. You're just like, all right, no, they had no chance, and that's the best feeling.
And go ahead, Dirk.
Oh, sorry. The last one is, okay, so we ask this to every Jays player that comes on our team. So our show. Who on this Jays team would you least like to face, and how would you go about pitching to them?
Ooh.
No pressure.
See, I think I've pretty much faced everybody from last year. Remember, I faced the Blue Jays last year in Miami. I don't know. Melky last year was unbelievable. They came to Miami and he hit everything. And I think he went like 12 for 15 with three homers and hitting the ball all over the place. And I think I punched him out one time, and that's, you know, it was like everybody in the dugout cheered because he got him out once.